Gideon Optics changes the way you enjoy your gun. From rifle optics like the Guardian LPVO to pistol optics like the Omega and Rock, Gideon Optics engineers sights and scopes packed with bleeding-edge features and price them fairly for gun owners that require the best on the range, on duty, or on their hip. GideonOptics.com, where affordability meets quality. Save 10% with code FRN10.
This episode of Double Tap is brought to you by Brownells, Black Rhino Concealment, Swamp Fox Optics, Blue Alpha, and Matador Arms. Your fingers itch, you're ready for the fight with the minds on the target. We're aiming for the mic. Welcome to the Double Tap, where we deliver the facts, answering questions, talking gun industry tracks.
Welcome to Double Tap, episode 370. Your hosts tonight are going to be the Machine Gun Moses, Aaron Krieger. We got Nick Lynch checking in from Montana. My name is Sean Heron. I'd like to welcome you to the show. This is the number one question and answer podcast in the universe. Do not go listen to the Twitter space with Elon Musk and Donald Trump. You watch this show and you catch that on replay. Okay.
Is that today?
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, guys, I'll be right back.
This is live, and that's, you know, like probably pre-recorded or something.
No, I think it's live on Twitter right now.
Shh, no. Shh.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely pre-recorded and replaying in 3 hours. How's it going? It's so nice not to have Jeremy here.
Yeah. No one's yelling at anyone.
Yeah, it's so quiet.
It is. It's good. Did you guys have a good day?
No, I did. Really.
Oh, this Nick, like, what happened, dude?
Yeah, what happened, Nick?
Well, I woke up.
Mm-hmm. End of story. Perfect. So you don't go by
usually Jeremy would complain for like 20 minutes here about whatever minor inconvenience happened to him.
I know.
Today.
I know. So what do we do? Aaron,
what do we do?
Aaron complained for a little while.
I got sick yesterday.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Now. Like what? You threw up or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Did a child vomit in your mouth?
Nope. Just got sick and got better. I mean, yeah. It wasn't like life altering like Jeremy where I nearly died, but I'm such a strong human. I survived.
How many times did you throw up?
Three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But which wouldn't have been so bad if it wasn't throwing up out the other end too.
Oh yeah. What'd you eat?
Not a lot. That was a weird thing.
Huh. Well, yeah. I literally just saw you drinking out of a fucking carton of chocolate milk and not like a school lunch, like a half gallon.
To be fair, I poured a bunch of it. You saw me pour some glasses for my children before I started drinking out of it.
I saw nothing.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know, it's chocolate milk, so it doesn't really count.
I mean, it does. It really does count.
No, it doesn't.
This is why you're fat.
It's like normal milk, but worse.
Right. Oh, no. Goodness.
Oh, you know, all right. So they say if you drink like a gallon of milk, you'll throw up.
Yeah.
Does the same apply to chocolate milk?
Obviously. Aaron drank 3 gallons of milk.
And you die.
That'd be crazy. They threw up thrice.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I think we figured out your problem, Aaron.
Maybe.
He needs some milk.
Get that boy some milk.
All right. Let's talk about our good friends over at Brownells. Just got a box in from Brownells today, actually. And I don't know. I need to figure out if it's for the winner of the listener survey that won the Brownells package or if it's just something randomly that they sent me as a joke because it was a Daniel Defense upper. And I'm pretty sure we gave away one of those for the giveaway, but I don't know if they just accidentally sent it to me or if it's not for the winner, what should I do with it? Anyone?
I'll dispose of it for you.
I figured. What's the best gunsmithing tool that you have, Nick?
The best gunsmithing tool that I have. No joke. I know we're doing the ad read and everything.
Yeah.
But my Brownells gunsmithing screwdriver set.
Ooh.
The MagnaTip stuff.
Yeah.
Very high quality. Very good. I've been using it for years now. Yeah, that thing is awesome. In fact, it's on the coffee table right now, I think. Because I constantly haul it around and use it for stuff.
Very nice.
It's great.
Is this the one right here that I have on the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 58-bit master screwdriver set. You know, I actually don't have one of these.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that exact kit or not, but yeah. I have like the stubby screwdriver like that and the long one or the handles.
Very nice.
And then yeah, I have a large variety of bits in that similar box.
Aaron, what's your favorite tool to work on guns?
Hammer and a Dremel.
Let's see. Let me look for a gunsmith hammer. Let's see what they got.
Oh, they have a great one on there. I also have that on the coffee table. It was back and forth between the hammer and the screwdriver set.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah. To be honest, I use that long screwdriver handle as a hammer sometimes.
Like this one here is the one I use a lot.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
My favorite one is the Real Avid. My favorite gunsmithing tool is the Real Avid Vice. And that one is right here, the Armorer's Master Vice. By the way, all these available at Brownells, along with every other gunsmithing tool you can imagine. So what I like about this, and I use it for not just gunsmithing, but also like installing scopes, because it comes with a AR magazine shaped thing that just goes in and then you set the AR right in that. Or it comes with soft jaws and you can put the rifle or whatever in there. You can mount you can level it. Then you can mount your scope, make sure everything's level. It pivots and swivels in every direction. And all of it. You can get at brownells.com. Coupon code WLS10 is going to save you 10% off all day, every day. All right. Well, it's time to go to Dear WLS. So why don't we just get started? And Aaron, why don't you go first?
Okay. Dear WLS, will you give me something for Christmas?
Is that
how it works?
Not what that says, actually.
No, I'm just doing a Dear WLS, like me personally.
Oh, no, you have to submit it like everyone else. You don't get to jump the line.
Okay. I see. Adam B. says, two questions for you guys. First, I got a Savage 110 Precision in 5.5 Creedmoor. Wow, he's got another new Wildcat round, apparently.
5.5 Creed.
Yeah, and I need a scope. Well, fucking learn how to type a 6, brah. Looking at the Swamp Fox Warhawk, but I'm wondering if these are better... if there's a better scope, if I spend $1,200 to $1,500. Second, planning to buy my first 1911, and I'm leaning towards a Springfield TRP. My local gun shop has one for $1,550. Anything I should know about this gun or an alternative recommendation? Thanks, and I love the show, Adam. What show? Have you guys ever heard of the show, Adam?
No.
Why does he love the show, Adam, and why is he telling us about it?
I mean, it's not a run-on sentence. There's a period. You just read it wrong.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So is there a better scope that you can get for double to triple the price of the Warhawk? Yes. Yes. Yes, there is. Is there a better long distance scope that you can get for the $500 that the Warhawk costs? I mean, maybe, but the Warhawk is exceptional for its price. Of course, it's not going to compete with a $1,500 scope because you can get good stuff. So it's good for the price, but if you triple the amount you're willing to spend, then you can definitely get something better. Nick, do you have any thoughts on that part?
No, I agree. Like there are, yeah, if you go up, the quality will generally increase to a point.
Aaron, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. As the price grows up, the quality will generally go up. I agree.
Okay, good. And then he wants his first 1911. Jeremy loves his TRP operator. It's one of his favorites. But for $1,500, Nick, what would you get?
I'd be looking at Dan Wesson, I think.
Can you get one for that low?
I haven't looked in a while, but I think they had some stuff in that range. Or it's not really a 1911, but the platypus, the Stealth Arms platypus, I think can be had around there.
That's an interesting one.
And, you know, they also do custom 1911s. I haven't handled any of those.
You know,
but it might be something to check out.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good idea. I didn't even think about that one. I think if I was going to get a new 1911, well, I would get a Prodigy right now. The Springfield Armory Prodigy, which is a double stack 1911. But they also have some decent 1911s and I just saw one the other day that looked really good. I don't remember which. Here it is. Yeah. I don't remember which one specifically it was, but that Prodigy is definitely on my list of stuff. But the TRPs are fantastic. And honestly, that price is quite a bit better than I've seen them for like $1,700 to $1,900. So I don't know about that. But yeah, if I was going to get a 1911 style, I would get a Prodigy right now because A, the Echelon was so good. B, I think they've got through all the bugs they had with the Prodigy, and they came out with the FDE one recently. So,
dude, get three Rock Island Armories.
Yeah, I mean, you could, but he's willing to spend $1,500 on it. Like, I would get a much nicer gun.
You can get a Rock Island Armory and just have it fucking buffed out. Get two, one for each hand, and just have it like, give it to a gunsmith and have him clean it up really nice.
True. And I mean, I've shot quite a few Prodigies, and once you get them broken in, they're quite good. But I mean, there's so many good 1911s out there, especially for $1,500. Aaron, next question.
Oh, I'll read two in a row. Cool.
Sorry. No. Nick.
No, it's too late. Aaron already started.
Nope.
Damn it. Jack B says, what is the ideal barrel length for suppressed 300 blackout running subs? Use case will be home defense and hog control at less than 100 yards. I want to go with a 16-inch barrel to avoid SBR bullshit, and because I think a 16-inch barrel is plenty short enough for maneuvering around the house. But most of the better barrel makers have sub 16-inch barrels available.
Wow. He calls like wife fat.
Huh? Oh, hog control.
Yeah.
I get it. What was the standard for 300 blackout when it was created? Was it
like 9 inches?
Yeah. I think. Like 9.6 or something like that. So I think that was the key. But I wanted to go through a 16-inch barrel to avoid SBR. I mean, yes, 16 is going to be fine. And subs, like your performance is pretty bad just overall with subs. Like it's even kind of tough to hit sometimes between 200 and 300 yards because that's just not what they're made for. But yeah, under 100 with subs, as long as you have a good zero and understand your dope at different distances out to 100, I think you'll be totally fine. So 300 is made for shorter barrels, but it'll do fine in a 16. Anyone disagree?
No, I mean, it'll do fine in a 16. I would personally go shorter and just build a pistol.
Yeah.
Assuming you can have those in your state. Yeah. Especially if you're going to put a can on it.
Yeah. I mean, like Sean said, it's made for a shorter barrel, and like Nick said, especially if you're going to throw a can on it, it's going to get that extra length in there. I mean, that's the whole point of a blackout. A 300 blackout is to be suppressed. So I think it'd be foolish to have a 16-inch barrel and suppress it. Then you're looking at, you know, on a
21-inch barrel.
Right, exactly. And that's not good for your, you know, CQB or, you know, I mean, hog's fine, but in the house, not so much. They want to consider going short, brah.
Yeah. That's personally what I would do. And I think that's the best use case for it. Personally, Let's see. Kyle R says, have you ever done anything with combat disabled veteran surplus CDV.us? I ask because I was looking at their cheap pull down powder. What's pull down powder? Is that like stuff like, that they unload?
No, it's what you put on your balls when it's really hot.
Nick, is that
you put it on your pants?
Do they like pull the bullet and then just throw the powder in a container or something?
I don't know.
And reloading components. Then I saw under 12 gauge their build your own bird dispersal rounds, which I thought would be comparable to bird bangers for agricultural purposes. But then I saw that you can get 12 gauge point det kits, rounds that supposedly can detonate on impact. While I'm certain this is a trap, is this actually legal? If so, why does nobody ever use these in self-defense? Dude, literally, I don't know the answers to any of your questions. I, until now, had never heard of CDVS.us.
Okay, so I Googled pull down powder and actually CDVS.us came up.
Nice.
And so they have 6.5 pounds of pull down powder, and it was pulled out of a 25 millimeter TPDS-T. So I don't know what that is.
So they pull the bullet out of existing stuff and then pour the powder in a container and sell it.
Yeah.
That seems like a great way to have six fingers. I just don't know.
Yeah, so you got to like really know what you're getting a hold of.
Right. And would you even trust that? Like, that seems like a terrible idea. Point det kits. Ordnance? I don't even know what point det is.
They sell some 25 millimeter Bushmaster primed unfired new steel cases. 25 millimeter.
I'm looking at the product page for that kit. And I'm still not sure what this is.
Yeah, I don't see 12 gauge point det. Point detonating. That seems like a destructive device to me.
Yeah, 25 millimeter is a big fucking gun, dude.
Well, no, he said 12 gauge.
It's a cannon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
25 millimeter Bushmaster is a cannon, yeah. These 12 gauge point det kits. Here, I'll put the link in the chat.
Oh, cool. Because, yeah, I'm super confused. Okay, I got it. Pulling it down into this. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it. $195. Oh, they use it. Okay, that's interesting. Throw it up on a screen there. So $195 for the kit. You get 100 Fiocchi 12 gauge primed holes and 100 14.5 millimeter point det projectiles and a free metal 50 caliber ammo can. These are ready to load. All you need is a press and powder to create your own 12 gauge point det rounds. And it's spelled D-E-B-T on the website, but don't they mean D-E-T for detonate?
I don't know.
This website seems shady as fuck.
Shady, yeah.
Well, you know, it is made by disabled veterans.
A different kind of disabled, I thought. I didn't realize that they were disabled from the Salvation Army.
They're like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I would not order these with Aaron's credit card and address.
Okay.
A, it wouldn't get
approved. I mean, I would just see what happened.
Okay, let's not.
But yeah, I mean, I've never heard of this website. This seems to me like a destructive device.
I mean, it just looks like a heavy slug, right?
Yeah. Outlaw in the chat just pointed out something that I also noticed, that they spelled Fiocchi wrong. Fiocchi.
Yeah.
The fact that it's D-E-B-T instead of D-E-T for detonate, because all the other stuff on the website says D-E-T for detonate. Yeah. Don't put your credit card number in this website. Here, hold on, actually. Let me find something that's in stock and see what their payment is. Because if it only allows you to pay by, you know, Zelle, which is what a lot of those scam websites do. Let's see. We have 223 projectiles. Okay, Jesus. So let me add it to cart. Did I click it? Okay, yep, I clicked it. Proceed to checkout. Let's see what their payment options are. I feel like I'm going to get a virus just by being on this website. Oh, they take cards. I don't know, man. Pretty sure that those 12 gauge exploding rounds are destructive devices.
But I don't think the rounds explode, do they? I mean, it looked like a big sabo. I mean, just like a big piece of slug.
The rest of the stuff on the website says detonate. Fuck, I don't know, man.
Maybe it blows you, maybe it blows your barrel up.
Right. Oh man, I don't know.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's all very confusing, but yeah, I would avoid that. Aaron, now you get the next question.
Outlaw, just fucking Outlaw. That was the name, by the way.
Yeah.
Question to you, all of you. If you had to be one of the other cast members, who would you be and why? Thanks for making Mondays a little bit more bearable.
Oh, Outlaw. My God. Huh. Okay, so if I had to be one of the other cast members, I mean, Nick is pretty cool, but his illness makes him a no, a quick no. Aaron, absolutely fucking not. Jeremy, what? No, I could never deal with that amount of insecurity. Savage, Jesus, no. Wait, do we have to actually live their life or just be the person?
Yeah, that because that makes a pretty big difference.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll set our own rules right here. So let's, if you had to live their life, if you just like put your consciousness into their body and had to live their life because you couldn't tell anybody, pick someone from that, or pick someone from if you just got to live in their body but live your life. Nick, who would you pick?
Well, for the first one, nobody. I don't really want to live any of your lives.
My life is pretty cool. You just have to work a lot.
For the second part, I was thinking like, who's got the healthiest body? And my conclusion was, nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I don't know, whoever's got the most normal colon, I guess.
Mine's normal.
I don't know who that
is. You're pushing yourself here, Sean. I don't know why. Yeah. But
Sean's like, pick me.
Well, yeah.
I have a normal colon.
Let's talk about it. If you are Aaron, mm-hmm. you look 65 years older than you actually are.
Yeah, but when I reach that age that I look like, I'll be fucking like, everyone will be like, dude, you look so good for your age. Because I've been looking like this for a long time.
Right. It's weird. So, yeah, like, you'd have to look really old. You'd be called your kid's grandpa instead of dad. Plus poor. Like, I don't want to live Aaron's life because he's got three kids that are still, you know, living at home.
Damn.
Like, I don't want to do any of that. Nick would be pretty cool, except, you know, the whole, you know, UC thing.
Yeah, I was going to pick Nick.
I'm poor and my colon's fucked up.
Right, yeah. I was going to pick Nick, except for the whole health issue.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, like not just health, but yeah.
Well, no, that was the only holding. That was the only thing holding me back, Nick, was your health.
Then otherwise, I would have to have a partner, Tyler. It's just like it's really awkward.
I could dump her.
I don't like the idea of.
Would it bother you that I'd be banging Tyler all the time?
You guys are all like cool and whatever, but.
I'd be tearing that up all the time. Would that bother you?
It's just hearing you say that bothers me.
Being somebody else.
You know, I'll be Sean and just be banging the shit out of Angel constantly.
I'll tell you,
is that what you fucking wanted? Is that what you want to hear?
I'll tell you this.
Sean's over here fucking trying to cuck us, right? That's what sounds like to me. You should live my life. I want you to have sex with my wife.
No.
Fuck you, Sean. No, I'm not going to do that to you. That's not the party guy I am.
You know, okay? Jeremy, like... A,
no, fuck that.
Yeah, wouldn't want to be that big. B, wouldn't want to be that insecure. C, wouldn't want to be that loud. D, fucking would want shirts without holes and stains all over them. Fucking, yeah. Jeremy is the person that I would like to be the least.
Right. Plus, like, someone just fucking looks at him, he's sick.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I got a cold today. What happened? my kids went to school. Did you fucking see your kids? No.
Right.
Know? Like, his kids just went to school. He's sick. He hasn't even seen him got home yet. It's like, yeah.
Jeremy's toaster popped up some toast and he got fucking pink eye. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Aaron, who do you want to be?
Oh, I already told, I'm going to be you just so I can, because you, obviously you want us all to cuck your wife. So
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't think you're using that correctly.
Yeah, I'm more convinced than ever that you're a cuck because I don't think you understand what a cuck is.
So would that mean I'm not a cuck if I don't understand what it is?
You hold your wife's hair from the cuck chair while she's getting plowed by the bull.
Is that how it works, Sean?
I don't know.
Describe it. I have no idea what you're talking about. All I know is
yeah, that was, you did seem to have a really vivid personal knowledge of what it means there, Sean.
I mean, we've all been on Reddit for a very long time. We all know what that shit means.
Here's what I think. I think Outlaw is a fucker and he should never ask another question again because obviously this was a trap.
It was a trap. It was a trap and I hate it.
Yeah. Let's move on. It's a trap.
All right. You know, here's the thing. Black Rhino Concealment, we've been working with them for a very long time, and 95% of my holsters are Black Rhino Concealment. And I just got to say, like, I get spoiled by them. And, you know, being spoiled is part of being a WLS listener and ordering from them. Because if you use our coupon code, I'm not saying that you get better service. I'm just saying that the possibility might be there. So I'm trying to make Nick's screen full size so he can show his Black Rhino Concealment holster. Is this the EBT card holster?
Yes, it is.
Okay, nice. Oh, for a high point, yes. So he had a bunch of different states EBT cards. And his gold high point fits right in it. That's amazing. Beautiful. Yeah, that is amazing. But yeah, they can print whatever you want on your holster. And I just got a new holster. I'll talk about it in the other show. And it really just made me feel really lucky to be working all the time with Black Rhino Concealment because it stresses me out every time I order a holster from somebody else. So go check out Black Rhino Concealment. They can make the holster for the gun that you want, for the gun that you have, with whatever light, whatever red dot. They'll figure it out. They can also print whatever you want, or you can just get the standard stuff. And please stop. Go check them out, blackrhinoconcealment.com. Aaron, where's the banner at?
It's in the digital space, Sean.
Maybe instead of fucking around, you could... Yeah, there you go. WLS is life is the coupon code.
Whoa.
That was me clicking around.
God damn it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Sean.
Outlaw said maybe...
I couldn't remember which one it had been on, so I was clicking through till they looked right. Is this the one it was on?
All of them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was right.
Yeah it's Shift 3. Shift 3 is the one. Damn it. I keep clicking the wrong thing.
Yeah, maybe if you stop fucking around, Sean.
So check this out. Shift 2, Shift 3. There's hot keys. Just so you know.
There's nothing hot about that key.
Zeke L says, what is the best method to protect, save my gun collection from my family? Put into a will trust, transfer ownership if incapacitated, etc. I have several NFA items that are already part of a trust, so do I have to lawyer up to protect my legacy? Fuck, man. I have no idea.
You know what's cool is that when you die, your family can do a one-time tax-free transfer of NFA items.
That is true. That is true. So, I mean, that's a good way... Trusts clearly a good way to do that, but yeah, that would be tough.
You know, it's also cool. What? Once you're dead, Zeke. Fuck it, dude. You're dead.
Yeah, who cares?
You don't even have to worry about that shit anymore. Someone else's problem.
Exactly. Just wait until you're gone, and then you'll be fine.
This comment from AR Drew, I thought this was funny.
We should all vote.
The answer is Aaron's credit score.
Would you rather have Nick's colon or Aaron's credit score? Actually, yeah, Aaron's got good credit. Yeah.
I've got amazing credit, actually.
Yeah.
I would rather have Aaron's credit score than my own credit score.
Sorry. Yeah, it's high 700s, bro. Don't ask me how. I just paid off my car the other day.
Oh, nice. Good for you, man.
Yeah. You know how much credit, you know how much debt I have right now? Currently debt I'm carrying right now.
Zero.
Correct.
Dude, for the first time in the 20 plus nice. Years I've known you.
Yeah. Zero credit.
Good for you. You should get a loan.
I was actually thinking about it. I thought it's got to be Credova, though.
Credova, yeah.
Yeah, just as a celebration.
Right?
Blucifer said that's minus credit. Aaron's credit score is like, what, minus 750 or whatever?
Right.
Aaron's credit score is higher than mine.
It's weird.
To be fair, when I got divorced, mine was very, very low. And now I'm over 700. So it was like 480, I think, when I got divorced.
Or?
Yes. Yes. But yeah, it's been a long road back. Really good, though.
But to be fair, when I met you, Sean, my credit score was like 400s.
Yeah. Dude, I remember. Remember when I went to visit you in Michigan at the old like duplex or whatever, and when we pulled into the parking lot, someone had stole the wheels and tires off that car, and it was just sitting on blocks.
Well, it was funny because they was sitting on pavers. So someone's pavers got stolen.
Right.
So they woke up and they're like, fuck, my pavers are gone. Someone got up like, fuck, my rims are gone. My whole wheels are gone. I'm sitting on pavers.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. So unfortunately, we give away a swag pack every single week. And the winner is for the worst question that ever happened. It was Outlaw, just effing Outlaw. So congrats, email automatedwelikeshooting.com. And for the rest of you that would like to win your very own swag pack, go to welikeshooting.com/dashboard and submit your question. Waiting on you, Aaron.
Are we going to do another ad read? Okay.
Yeah, only because I fucked that up, but okay. It's my fault, whatever.
Swamp Fox Optics, Sean. I didn't know we were going to jump right into one.
Yeah, you know, actually, we did talk about Swamp Fox. The Warhawk is a fantastic, I'd say it's like a mid-level scope at, you know, kind of a lower echelon of price. But I've taken my Warhawk 1,584 yards, and it
damn, did. Dude, that's actually really good.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome, man. Hit several times at that distance. It's been really good. I've got the 5-25 Warhawk. I've got a mil reticle. It's been really amazing. And under $600, I believe, for that one. You can even go to brownells.com and find the Warhawk on there and use coupon code WLS10 to save you some money. Now, this is the time where we talk about some gun industry news. Aaron, why don't you, before you start,
okay,
to the people who are watching live, if you guys have any questions that you would like us to talk about, just put them in the chat right now. And in the meantime, Aaron, why don't you talk about the news you got?
Okay. Well, first, we're going to start off gun industry news. Franklin Armory unveils their innovative AR pistol line. So Franklin Armory has launched a new line of AR pistols, expanding their product offerings in the firearms market. Their introductions may influence the gun community by providing additional options for consumers interested in AR-style pistols.
Yeah, so I was looking at these, and they're a little pricey.
They're all binary.
Yeah, $12.89 to $16.99, and binary triggers are what, fucking $400 or $500?
Yeah, something like that.
So, like, I guess maybe they're not that pricey, considering binary triggers are so expensive.
Yeah, I'm really surprised how expensive lowers have gotten.
Yeah. There was a time when lowers were going for like $40. What, Nick?
Oh, what is innovative about this?
Literally nothing.
The fact
it's just a normal AR pistol, but it's got a binary trigger in it.
Yes.
Innovative. Come on now. You know what's innovative about it? I'll tell you what's innovative about it.
Tell me.
That red sticker they put on all of them.
Mm. I know.
That's the only thing that really bothers me. It's like, can't you come up with something better than the sticker?
I mean, let's be perfectly honest. I put that sticker on once when we first started working with them, and it came off in like one range trip. So maybe it's just a liability thing that they put it in the box, and they're like, well, we put the sticker on there. People should know. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it's innovative. I do like Franklin Armory. I've got a few of their guns. In fact, if anyone wants to buy some, what was the fucking weird ass caliber that they were making a bunch of stuff for?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guys.
Damn it. They were working some 17 mag or I don't remember.
Oh. Yeah, wasn't it a 17?
Yeah, but not it's not 17 HMR, it's like 17 something else. Wism.
Yeah, 17 Wism.
I was like 17 Wism on my ass yesterday when I was really sick.
Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better. No, it's not 17 Wism. It's God, what is it?
Okay, Deadbeat Deadheart had the best comment of the night. He wins tonight with Jeremy is out tonight. He moved 8 bags of concrete.
Maybe it is Wism.
No, I'm looking at the listing right now. It's 17.
Yeah.
Winchester short mag.
Okay, here's a funny story. So I talked last episode of WLS about, you know, like why we don't work with people anymore. And there was nothing negative about Franklin Armory, just the people that I worked with moved on. But before they left out the door, for whatever reason, he sent me 2 17 Wism ARs. And I've had them on Gunbroker 3 separate times trying to sell them for $800 less than MSRP and still have not been able to sell them. Like nobody wants 17 Wism. I don't quite understand why they went so hard on that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I will buy those off of you, Sean, for $8.
No, thank you. I would never sell you a gun.
I'll buy them for $400 both.
No.
I'll buy the lowers from you. No, I'll just buy the trigger packs out of them.
Let's see. Where can I find ammo?
Can you just part them out?
Oh, it's Ammo Seek. Let's look this up. 17 Wism on Ammo Seek. Because I was looking at it for a while. I don't know why he sent it to me in the first place. They just literally showed up.
Oh, $140 a round.
Yeah,
that's actually not as bad as I expected.
I mean, they're so tiny.
Up to $160.
You could be killing so many groundhogs options. With that shit.
17 HMR does just fine at like 40 cents a round. But yeah.
Oh, it's super mag, not short mag.
You might be able to get 2 at once.
So yeah, I don't really think this is that innovative, but you know, to each their own. I don't dislike Franklin Armory stuff. Like the stuff that I've gotten has been good quality. Okay, Aaron, next story.
Introducing the Wilson Combat Nula Model 20S, a new era of precision bolt action rifles. Wilson Combat has introduced a Nula Model 20S, a new bolt action rifle designed for accuracy and durability. The rifle features a lightweight design and is aimed at both hunters and precision shooters, potentially appealing to enthusiasts in the gun community. I love this new AI stuff. I don't even have to read the articles anymore. Not that I did in the first place.
No, yeah, like, okay, hold on. We'll talk about Wilson Combat in a second. But, all right, so I spent the last 8 days, like I didn't even take a day off, basically automating our show note process. And part of that was when we submit a link, Aaron never reads the stories. So then, you know, like I'll click the link and I generally read them before the show, but then during the show, it's really clear that nobody read the articles. And so what I was trying to do was not make us lazier, but give us a little bit of a heads up for the rest of us that didn't put the story in. So basically, I've automated everything and AI like reads the story ahead of time and gives us a little brief summary. And as we're sitting here with Aaron reading verbatim what the AI built in the show notes, I'm like, okay, maybe this is a little bit of a mistake.
Well, doesn't it make me sound smarter though?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, like read the story ahead of time.
Okay, well, this story is about Wilson Combat has introduced a Nula Model 20S.
What is the Nula Model 20? And it's Wilson Combat, so it's got to be like fucking way, way, way overpriced.
The base base price is $2,995.
Dude, do you see any reason
why this... most... I'm sorry, Sean.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's their most versatile mini action bolt rifle yet, by the way.
I mean, it's not like unattractive or anything. It's just so basic.
Yeah, it comes in 223 Wild, 300 Hammer, 300 Blackout, 350 Legend, 18, 16, 16, 16, you know, barrel lengths. But from what I understand is you can get longer barrel lengths if you want them because it's, you know, they come in pretty cool colors. Canyon Rogue, Charcoal Gray, Kodiak Rouge.
Rogue.
But okay, Rogue, if you want to fucking call it that. I would, you know what, though? Camerado would be better.
Yeah, clearly.
Obviously. Seriously. Not even lying.
Nick, what am I missing here? So the weight of the rifles is 4 to 5 pounds. It's 4 pounds, 12 ounces to 5 pounds. So like, that's nice.
Yeah. So it's right around 5 pounds. That is nice.
Except for the fact that this is all calibers that I'd never get a bolt action rifle in. I mean, maybe the 350 Legend, but
yeah,
I don't know, man.
What about 300 Hammer? Is that an AR? I don't use that round that much.
I have never.
Yeah. All four of those cartridges will fit in an AR-15.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I don't get it. I don't understand the Wilson Combat, like, fucking fanboys that are out there. Like, I've never shot anything Wilson Combat that was just like, oh, okay, this is special. But everything costs so much. And I will say that every magazine that I see has Wilson Combat ads in it. So clearly there's people out there buying it because they can afford expensive magazine ads. I just have never gotten it. And this is another thing. But it is interesting to see them branch out. Do you guys know, have they ever done bolt actions before? Because I've only ever seen pistols.
I don't know. I don't know. There have been a bunch of bolt actions coming out lately. It's like AR's kind of calm down a little bit, and now everybody's like, "Ah, I need a bolt action." Yeah, I don't know, man. There are so many people who have rolled out bolt actions in the last like 2 years. I can't keep them straight.
Yeah, and no one's really bringing anything new to the table.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the AR market right now, where everybody's doing the same thing. There are like three variations here that we just keep seeing over and over again.
Yeah. It's the industry moves. So I would say at the beginning of this year, people started paying a lot more attention to like bolt action, and everyone was like going for the long range shooting. And, you know, we saw some really cool stuff come through, like the Garmin chronograph. Like, that thing was a game changer. Now people have copied them and maybe even improved on the design, but you know, they were the first. And then the Vortex Impact 4000 was an amazing thing. And now I feel like all the companies that move a little bit slower are now like, oh, bolt actions are the thing. But, you know, I think they came up with that idea like late last year, fourth quarter last year. And just now they're getting to market with their bolt actions. But I highly doubt that they're, you know, did you see what action this is built on? I was looking through. I didn't see.
No, I think it's an action that is either made for them or that they are making. But it's a Wilson Combat action.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's a Remington 700 copy. Yeah. Or based, anyway.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, they're not coming out with anything new. They're just like, oh, well, you know, we've got good brand name recognition. Let's put together something based on, you know, off the shelf white labeled components and release this. And there's nothing wrong with that per se. There's just so many of them that are not adding anything special to it. So like, this is no different in my estimation than how a 1500 or a Savage 10, Model 10, or anything else, or a Remington 700. Like, there's just nothing special about it. The stock is the same. I guarantee it's white labeled from somebody else. The finish looks like Bergara finishes. So yeah, I don't mean to shit on them. I just, this is not special, but it's priced like it should be. Okay, Aaron, next story. Sorry, I went off on a little Jeremy rant there.
No, that's fine. Federal Ammunition releases a new fusion tipped rifle loads. It's not actually, there's no fusion involved, which is kind of pissing me off. That.
I thought it was going to be like a nuke.
Right? I was like, fucking radioactive and shit? Like, you know, but no, they just put some like polymer shit into the tip. So it's supposed to be really cool with hunting and shit. See, this is what happens when I don't read it.
Well, so kind of go off. You never read it.
No, I mean, this is what happens when I don't read the AI. Go ahead, Nick.
I was going to say, from what I can tell, that literally is it. Like, it's Federal Fusion. It just has a little polymer tip now, so it increases the ballistic coefficient, it claims.
Yeah.
Changing the weight or expansion.
Federal Ammunition has introduced new fusion-tipped rifle loads aimed at improving performance for hunters. These loads feature a polymer tip design for enhanced accuracy and terminal performance, aiming to attract consumers in the hunting market. The move may influence the choices available to the gun community regarding ammunition options.
Motherfucker, you're just reading my goddamn summary again.
Yeah, no, see, it sounds better when I do it, though, right?
So what this article should be titled is, Federal Ammunition has finally caught up to the Hornady and Sierra projectiles from 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Is that like, I didn't even know Federal didn't have fusion tip stuff.
Look at this. Look at the fucking claws on that chick.
Yeesh.
Dude, scroll down to the comments.
Imagine that.
One comment.
There's one comment. Chungus.
I saw that.
One comment. Corn Pop says thumbs up. Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah. That's basically how I felt about that. I looked at this story and then I scrolled down and saw the comment and I was like, yep, cool guys.
Look at those claws and that ring. Jesus Christ.
I think that's Catherine like
marketing
Glock.
Lady.
No, that's Catherine Glock.
Oh,
yeah. She's out there trying to catch a new man.
Yeah. Gross.
Aaron, you can go get her with that credit score.
She's horse hunting.
Gross. Her and Tim Walls.
She's like, these new fusion cartridges are excellent.
You know,
on horses.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go 17 wisdom.
What?
I think he's going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I think so too, which is hilarious because this is his segment. So it must be a goddamn emergency.
Well, that was the last one.
It was. So it turns out, let's see.
Gideon, so I guess he's ending it.
Gideon Optics says WC made a name for themselves. Now you literally pay for the name with everything since. Yeah. Gideon says it's like a gov surplus lottery system. Opt in, just mail a free surplus sequentially by SSN or lottery. Talking about communists, a lot of that. Someone called my camo camarado Camirado. That's mean.
Ha.
Mean.
You should do a Savage Edition where you've replaced the shapes with hammers and sickles.
Did you notice my AK right over my shoulder there with the hammer and sickle paint job? Mm-hmm. Dude, that
I've shot that with that paint job.
Yeah, it makes people so mad when I post that online. Which just makes me laugh. Is this article from like 5 years ago? No, August 9th, 2024.
Yeah. No, the ammo's been around a long time. They just now added the polymer tip, apparently.
I feel like that can't be true. Lucifer over on YouTube says, is that a Colt and a Kydex holster? That's gross. Why no leather? Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in the next show. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this gun industry news segment of the week. And I'll tell you what, we're going to give away some GOA memberships. So the cool thing about being a member,
was that a fast poop?
Yeah, it was real fast. Yeah. Was that an emergency or something?
Yeah, I really had to poop.
Okay. Where was I?
You're giving away a GOA membership.
Yeah. So not only are you covered by any injunctions, covered in any injunctions that they get, you know, for all the cases that they file against the government and the ATF and so on and so forth. But you'll get free entrance to the Goals Convention. It is the first of its kind. It is in Knoxville, Tennessee, August 17th and 18th. It is going to be awesome. If you are a Gun Owners of America member, you get free entrance. And go ahead and check out gunowners.org/WLS if you want to get a membership. But if you want a free one, just email automated@welikeshooting.com right now. And in the subject line, mention that you would like a free membership to GOA. And we will send a bunch of those out. And I think it'll be great. So we're going to wrap it up. Tell your friends about the podcast. And you can get backstage access by joining the Gun Cult at thegunkult.com. And I just want to say, you know, no matter how tough your battle is today, we want you here to fight with us tomorrow. So don't struggle in silence. You can contact the Suicide Prevention Line by dialing 988 from your phone. And Aaron, what do we always say at the end?
Prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery.
We'll see you next time.
Now let's go shoot straight.
No, not anymore.
Somebody was shooting a machine gun when I got home.
Oh, really?
One of the, yeah, they were shooting 3-round bursts.
Nice.
Gideon Optics wanted to say thanks for supporting the Firearms Radio Network. Check out their rifle optics like the Guardian LPVO and pistol optics like the Omega and Rock. Fair prices and great performance on whatever optics you need. Visit GideonOptics.com, where affordability meets quality. Save 10% with code FRN10.